In this week's parasha, there's a klala, Orer Makla Ove V'imai, a special klala for someone that hurts, insults, hits his parents, so to speak, makes kal of his parents. Different people learn the word different ways, but it means to insult, to abuse one's parents.
Make light.
Make light, yes. There's a special klala. And the question is, why is this necessary? Why isn't this included in the regular law b'chol ha'tarah kula avinoas dvarim? It is usur to make anyone feel bad. I'm not allowed to say something to any person that will hurt him and insult him, except if he's from Cleveland. But besides that, I'm not allowed to make fun of any person and hurt him. So why is a parent singled out for a special klala? Why isn't a parent
singled out all together?
Yeah. Fine, but because I don't have a mitzvah to be right. I don't have a mitzvah to be mechaber a stranger. I do have an avera to abuse. Zaken. But I do not have a lav. I do not have an essay to be mechaber someone. I do have a lav to do a noas dvarim to any human being. So why do I need a special klola not to abuse one's parents? So there's several answers to this question. You know, for instance, the Haredim says that kibud av'im is belav. You're not allowed to even have bad thoughts about your parents. And that's definitely different than the regular lav of einas dvarim. That's just one answer. Remeir Simcha in Meshech Chochma has a fascinating answer. Remeir Simcha says that a parent is naturally much more lenient and much more inclined to be meichel their children. So for instance, parents do for kids all the time things that are totally embarrassing. We'll make phone calls to get our kids into camps that they weren't in. We'll make phone calls for shidduchim for our kids. We will embarrass ourselves for our kids in a way that we would not do for ourselves in a million years. If our kid needs friends, we will do embarrassing things to get them friends. We insult ourselves. We degrade ourselves constantly for our children. So a parent is much more likely to be meichel. So my kid said something nasty to me. A parent is much more likely to be meichel. Now if someone is meichel, there's no longer a lav of a noas dvarim. If someone says you could insult me, I don't get insulted in that area, then there's no lav of einoas dvarim. So says Remeir Simcha, a parent who's much more likely to take abuse from their kids, says the Torah, don't take advantage. Don't take advantage of a parent's inclination to be lenient and be giving and forgiving. Don't take advantage. Arur makla avivima. That's how Remeir Simcha learns the lav. Now, it's fascinating. There's a Yerushalmi, Daf Gimel and Peah, that says there are two mitzvahs that the Torah promises arichas yom. The easiest mitzvah in the Torah and the hardest mitzvah in the Torah both come with a promise of arichas yom. The easiest mitzvah in the Torah, shiluach hakein, gets arichas yomim, and the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, kibud av'im, gets the promise of arichas yom. That's what Yerushalmi says, they're connected. Now what's the connection between shiluach hakein and arichas yom? Rabbi Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says, you know why you have to send away the mother bird? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created birds with a very natural means to avoid enemies. They're able to fly away. It's very hard to catch a bird. You can't catch a bird. You could trap a bird, but you can't catch a bird. It's very hard. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them fight and flight ability. A bird, when it's watching over her youth, when a mother bird is taking care of her babies, she will give up on her natural inclination, her natural tendency to fly away when danger is near in order to protect her kids. Says the Torah, don't take advantage. Don't take advantage of a mother's tendency to sit on her young and protect them in order to catch a bird. Make it fair. Send the bird away. When the bird's flying, go ahead and catch it. But until you send it away, you're taking advantage. This is the connection between the two mitzvahs of arichas yamim, of shiluach hakein and kibud av'im. Then in both of them, the natural proclivity, the natural tendency of a parent and of a mother bird is to let down its guard and be overly good. says the Torah don't take advantage. And that's the connection. But there's one more thing we have to work out. If that's the connection, why is the reward Arichas Yamim? Why is the reward Arichas Yamim Dafka for this? Now, granted, the Gemara in Kedushin says Arichas Yamim means an Elam Haba. So why is the reward Arichas Yamim an Elam Haba and like Pash Pshat an Elam Hazeh? You know why? Because this is the message how to live life properly. You want Arichas Yamim? You want a good life and eventual Elam Haba? You need a good life here to get Elam Haba. You want Elam Haba? You want Arichas Yamim and Elam Haba? This is a good rule to live by. Take what you need to, don't take advantage. You're here in this world. There's so much you can take. It's not even usher and it's not illegal. But you know you can still be a pig. You can still be a chaper. You can still take advantage within what's mutter to you. You want to know the golden rule. You want Arichas Yamim. You want to use this world properly. Learn from the two places Arichas Yamim is awarded. Learn from the two mitzvahs that Arichas Yamim is the reward. Kibud Av V'Em and Shiluach HaKein. What do they have in common? Don't take advantage of natural good. And that's the rule to live by. Live here, do what you need, take what you have to, but don't take advantage, and you too will have Arichas Yamim. Shabbos.
Right. Excellent. Very nice.